You're listening to Vatican Radio.
The Syrian army confirmed on Monday that a ceasefire has been extended for a further 48 hours around Damascus, Syria's capital. The cessation of hostilities in Damascus comes after a resurgence of violence in the country's northern Aleppo region, which threatens to destabilize the truce put in place by UN officials. Vatican Radio's Georgia Gogety spoke with Patrick Nicholson, the Director of Communications at Caritas Internationalis, who described the current situation in Damascus following his trip to the capital last week, and the situation for the rest of the country, which is on the brink of a humanitarian crisis.
Damascus is calm when you go there, in the most part. There's a lot of roadblocks, there's a lot of troops. There is an air of tension. One of the Caritas Syria staff described it to me as, you know, when you go home, you can relax for the first time that day, you know, when you get back inside your door. But on the whole, people are going about their daily lives. So when there's a mortar shell or an explosion or a suicide attack, as there was last week, people go on with their daily lives. And, you know, whether it's work or shopping or school, things are continuing as if it was normal.
Obviously, there's been a recent increase in violence in Syria, and many reports are that the country is on the verge of a humanitarian crisis. What are the main needs of the population, and what is Caritas Syria doing there? What's the role they're playing?
Well, millions of people have been forced from their homes and have literally nothing. So they need everything. They need rent. They need help with getting their kids to school. They need healthcare. There are a lot of injured people who need treatment. They need food. Inflation is rampant. So what people could afford before, they can't now. They've run out of money. So in terms of, you know, a very real humanitarian crisis on the front line and in areas where aid agencies can't reach, there's a severe humanitarian crisis. In the rest of the country, it's more of a kind of general impoverishment, and for people who've been forced from their homes, lack of some of the basics.
And what role are Caritas providing for the population there?
Caritas provides help with rent, it provides help with getting food and clothing, it provides counselling, so that's sort of safe places in schools where children can go and do kind of therapy to help overcome some of the trauma. And so sort of providing an array of help and aid across the country in its five centres.
On Sunday, Pope Francis has called for the warring parties to respect the cessation of hostilities and to commit to dialogue. What kind of an effect do his words have on the work that you do?
I think a huge effect for Caritas. Caritas is taking part in a Peace is Possible campaign for Syria. And when the Pope speaks about Syria, that sort of has an enormous impact on our work and on pushing that campaign forward. And I think it also has a huge role to play in Syria itself, where people look to him as the one world leader who is speaking out on this subject and reminding the world about the terrible humanitarian situation there.
And in your opinion, just quickly, what needs to be done to resolve the conflict? Where do you see the future of the country going?
Well, I think we need to make sure that all parties continue to be involved in dialogue and negotiation. We need to see Syria's neighbours and regional powers in the international community stop sending guns and fighters and supporting the different warring factions within the country. They need to stop that immediately, and if they did, there would be peace very quickly. So I think those two things are the key elements.
That was Georgia Gogety speaking to Patrick Nicholson, the Director of Communications at Caritas Internationalis.